We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. I just want to speak out something I didn't speak out before, that why Taka would the Ora Adam be Tomei Deraisa? We said that the reason why Deraisa is not Tomei is because it's not Doimah to Etzem, because it grows back. So Taisa speaks out that the R is also considered not growing back, because if you ever have a wound there, it leaves a scar. Like Tais Baam Tais says, V'ash tachos of R in gizimach v'shun the mekoyim enasit halekes al basa. Don't want to speak that out. Okay, back to our Gemara over here. It said in the Mishnah, another example of a soft skin is the R haroish shel eagle harach, the young eagle. V'kama eagle harach, what's the age of the young eagle? Ulama ben shnose, 1 year old. Well, as long as 1 year old, within 1 year, it's still egel harach, and the skin on the head is soft. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kozman Shiyonik. Kozman, it's nursing. So we're not sure what the machlekes Ula Rabbi Yechon Amar Tav Shaila. Abaylu, what is this machlekes? Did Ula say, Ula bench nasa vush yoynik? Ula said it has to have two things. First of all, within the year, and it also has to be nursing. Va'amar on top of our base now. Va'amar Rabbi Yechon says, no, Kozman Shiyonik, it doesn't have to be the first year, as long as it's nursing. It can be more than a year also. That's soft. That's the Machlekes Yechon and Ula. So Ula says, Nitarati l'tevusa. And Yechon says, one's enough. Or Dilma, maybe the opposite. Ula ben shnosei kama. All you need is ben shnosei, 1 year old. Come, ben yonik, ben shenik. Come, ben yonik, ben machmir. Ben shnosei, vush yonik. He's being machmir. He's saying, it has to be both things in order to be called soft, a soft head. It's actually a cooler, Gavitom. But in any case, is Yechon saying that extending the time or limiting time? And that sounds like he's being marba time. Anytime it's nursing, it's tame. If he wanted to say that it's limiting, he said, and only if it's yoinik. That he's adding on time that's even more than a year. As long as it's yoinik, it has a din of tumah, the R is tumah's basa. Or a roish shall egel harach. The or haroish. Shall egel harach, mau that it should be tame. And this shaila sounds like it's a Mishnah. And they knew the Mishnah. He was asking, what's halacha l'maisa? Is the oyer arosh of egel harach, is it matame or not? On Malay, so Rabbi Yechon answered, any matame. On Malay, it's elamantan Rabbeinu, you taught us this Mishnah. Elu shere saying kibisara, va'or arosh shall egel harach, it's a Mishnah. What do you mean? Why is it not matame? On Malay, I'll talk to you, Velosh Yachid. Don't bring me a rabbi from that Mishnah. Velosh Yachid is Shaino Isa. I have a Brisa that explains that that Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. That Mishnah is going to one man the Yama. The time went to the Brisa. So it's Dasi Chidah. Time went to the Brisa. Hashoychet is a Oilo, Lahakte Kezayis. If someone checks the Oilo, Oilo is always a Zacha, by the way. So you check the Oilo, and we know the Lachid is like this. Let's speak out outside first. The guy, Piggle, if you have a mind to be mocked or something, to make aktaro, or to eat something, chutzuzmano means added a lot of time, chutzuzmano means added in the wrong place. The halacha is it's pigle. By chutzuzmano, it's pigle without karas, chutzuzmano, it's pigle with karas. But it has to be dafka something that's normal to be makter. If I have a mind like this, I'm going to be makter the horns tomorrow. Nothing happens to the carbon, because the horn's not ba'al aktaro. The same thing if I want to eat the horns tomorrow, also won't be. So that's the Mishnah's discussion. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoyche, the Brisa is a discussion. Hashoyche is a oila lahakti kezayis me'or shetachas ha'alya. The skin is on an alya. Remember, that's considered part of the alya. It's considered basar. Chutzim kaimai. Pasol ve'ein by karis. It's, if you have chutzim kaimai, it's pasol. It has it in pigle ve'ein by karis, because chutzim kaimai doesn't have karis. Chutzim kaimai pigle ve'ein by karis. Why? Because the Ara Tachas Aliyah has a din of basar, and by oily, you makrev all the basar, and that's considered basar, that skin. You know, the regular skin of oily goes to the kahanim to make into shoes and to leather jackets. That's what and to tablecloths. That's the Ara's, but this is not Ara, because Ara Tachas Aliyah went on a Mishnah, it's soft. It's Ara Tachas Aliyah, that's pasha, that's our Mishnah, that's considered basar. El Ozo ben Yehuda ish Evlum Omer, Mishum Rab Yaakov, Vechen Rab Shimon ben Yehuda ish Kfar Ikum Omer, Mishum Rab Shimon, Echad Ar Prosois, he's adding on more, Echad Ar Prosois, Vechad Ar HaRoish Shal Egel HaRach, and the Ar HaRoish of Egel HaRach, Vechad Ar Shetachas HaAlyo, Vechol Shemonu Chomim, and everything the Chomim counted Gabi Tumo, Shari Sein Kibsaron, all those things will be Chayiv. What's this thing, Vechol Shemonu Chomim being Marba? Lahavi Ar Shal Beis HaBoishas. to be marba the or of the base of rechem. Now, why didn't he say it clearly? Because doing an oila, oila is a zachar. It doesn't have or of base of bases. Only applies to nekeva. We're saying the same thing would apply if it's a shlomo machatas, and so that or of base of bases is also considered basar. If you do chutzam kaimai, it's possible the aim by karas. It's possible has no karas. Chutzmani pigol chayav karas. Chutzmani it's pigol and you are chayav karas. The bottom line is that we see that this din of ora alya of ora roishal igla rach is a das yichida. It's a das yichida, and therefore he didn't want to pass like that. He didn't want to pass in that that's considered tumah. He asked him, is it tumah? So he says no. He said, it's a mishta. No, the mishta is a loshon yachid, and we don't want to. He didn't want to pass in like the das yichida. Saying the mishnah, or based on process, the skin of the bottom of the foot. There, the skin has a dim basa. So my basic process, what exactly is the area basic process? So if you look at a foot of an animal, it has three parts. It has the top, like the femur, then it has the second part of the foot, we'll call it the shaykh, it's like the thigh, and then the bottom part of the foot is the part where the ankle is, that whole part of the foot. Now, the bottom of the foot, which is the ankle, that's the mamish, the basic process. But we want to, or we can't think the whole foot from the bottom knee to the floor.
Every type of
behemoth has three joints. All behemoths. Yeah, good soft over there. Yeah, so it's soft. So for our basic process, my basic process, Rav Amar basic process mamish, which means the bottom of the foot by the ankle. Rav Chanino Amar Rechuvanim Karesim Roish. It means the whole bottom limb. The three limbs, the bottom limb, the third one, the bottom one, that means the entire limb, till the knee, that's what you usually throw in with the rice, because not much meat there, very little meat there, but that whole skin is a soft skin, it has tumor-like basar. That whole skin on the bottom of the foot, not much meat there, but there is skin there. So that skin is all considered soft skin, it's like this. Does it mean dafkin mamash, the bottom by the ankle, or it means the entire bottom of the foot? Zotumar Vaita, it says, Or Hanukkah. Now I'm going to go into the Shmoina Shrotzim, where the eight Shrotzim, what we have in the Pasuk, it's Vayikra Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Tes, where it mentions there the eight Shrotim that are Matame, and then we're going to darshan from Sukkim there that Oiram Kibisaron. And the Shalos, why Dafka these four? Why not all of them? That's really the discussion tomorrow, but Kedai just to read the Sukkim inside if we can. So one Pasuk says like this Pasuk Chof Tes, Zelechem Hatame Basharetz, Hasharetz El Aretz. These are the shrotzim that are tame. What are they? Hacholed va'achbar va'tzav liminehu. These are the first three. Hacholed is some kind of weasel. Achbar is a mouse, and atzav is some kind of frog. So those first three. Then you have pasuk lamed another five altogether eight. 3 + 5 = 8. So in pasuk lamed you have hanoka va'koyach va'latov va'chaymet va'tin shames. And then it says eila hatameim lechem v'cholah sheretz kol negei ben b'moysam yitvad arav. So we have altogether eight, and it says eila hatameim lechem. So to Gemara like this, Tana Rabbanon hatameim leRabbis oireseim kibesaron. The word hatameim, extra hay, is marba that the or is like the boss when it comes to Shmoyne Shrotzim. Oh, all eight? Oh, let's see about that. Yachal afilu kulam. All eight have it in or kibasa from the hatameim. Tamalama Eila. Eila says only these. Eila hatameim. Remember, Eila kulu ksiva. It says Eila hatameim and everything. Pasuk lamed alav is Eila hatameim lechem chalasher. It's going to everything. So the Gemara, Amarav, Lemineu Hifsika Indian. When we read that pasuk, the Lemineu, after the three, was the word Lemineu. Acholed va'achbar va'tzav Lemineu. And then it said the other ones. Then it said all the other ones. So there's really five afterwards, so we're still going to have a problem. Amarav, Lemineu Hifsika Indian. And so those three are not Erik Sparam, the Acholed, Achbar, and Tzav. And the other ones, yeah, Fake the Gemara. So then, left Shnamitin Shamas, because in the second pasuk where it has five in there, so there the pasuk says Vahanoka, Vahkoyach, Valata, Vahchaimet, Vatan Shamas. There's five there. So why did the Mishnah say to Shamas? I'm a Rav, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Tanhu. He's a Tanhu of a Tanhu to Shamas. In the Mishnah, he's Garis to Shamas. Fake the Gemara, Vatan don't loy Tanhu in Shamas. Our Tanhu does not say it. What's Shana Atana? Where does Atana get the four from? Like that, where does that come from? I'm Rav Sheish, is Rav Idi, Tanhu Nidon Shavala. Rav Yehuda, the also was a gishta. Our Tana holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says Lata is like a chulda. You see, Rav Yehuda is working with the metzias. Is it hard? Not hard. So our Tana and Rav Yehuda do not go with the psukim of Atmeim. They learn. The shayla is look at the skin. Is it hard or not? Karuda was a gishto. The gishto del ta pligi, and the gishto of halata of this halata, which is it's a lizard, type of lizard. It's one of these shvanish shvatzim. There they argue if it's considered hard skin or soft skin, but it's nothing to do with the psukim. Rav who darshan from the psukim from the brisa, Rav and the brisa, the darshan from the psukim, they had their own list. Those five and those three. But our Mishnah is going with the metzias, how hard it is. Comes the Gemara Vayit, it says like this. The Mishnah said, "V'kulin she'ivdon, if I took that skin and I worked on it and I made it into a piece of leather, the even ar kibasaram, no, the ar is not kibasaram anymore. Even though usually it's soft, the skin is soft, but if I make it into leather, then it's leather." And it says in the Mishnah, what I have to do, either I put it through a tannery or I walk with it. Kedei avoido, it's a certain shear, we'll see, it's like 72 minutes you walk on it. So it's a certain shear that you work on this leather. So the Gemara on the two dots on the bottom kuchav beis on the base. The Gemara heiluch in lo heiluch lo. It's mashu dafka if I actually walk on it and actually work it out. V'atana rabchia oizin chamar the ear of a chamar shetala lekupasai that you made it into a cover for your kupa. It's tahira right away. It's tahira once I make it into a cover. It's tahira even before I made it into a good leather piece. And so it's mashu that's good. And for the Gemara you're right. Tala afgav lo heiluch. If you did it to law, you made it into maisa, made it into a cover, you're right. You don't have to be halach. But loy tala, if you didn't make it into a cover, and all you did was just spread it out on the floor, so someone should walk on it, that's not enough of a maisa. It's not of a maisa, halach in loyach loy. Only if you actually walk on it is good enough, if not, not. Halach in loyach loy. Kamak de ibud. What is called being ma'abed, making it into leather? How much do you have to walk on it to make it into leather? Om rav hunam rav yanai arba milim. Avras milim, 4 milim. A mil usually, if you most see this, is 18 minutes. 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. Some hold that a mil can be 24 minutes. But we'll go with that shear, 72 minutes. And these have other ramifications as well. This shear of 4 milim. Rav Avon, which is Shlokos Omer, Legabel, Lutfilo Tilos Yadayim, Abba Milim. Legabel means if you hired someone to make dough for you, and you tell you have to do a bit to hire him, and you gave him, the Baal Bas gave him Kalim. And then he realized one of these kelim of the Babayas is tame. So does he have to go and bring it to the mikvah or not? What's part of the contract? So up to 4 mil, you have to walk and be tovel in the mikvah. More than that, you can tell the guy, Hezekhan, you pay me for walking to the mikvah. If not, I'm going to make a betumah. That's legabo. Vilatvila is davening with a minyan. That's a Rashi learns and Tosfos Ikar Pshat. With davening with a minyan, you have to walk 4 mil to daven with a minyan. It means you're on a trip. And you want to daven now, but in 4 mil there's a minyan. You have to wait 72 minutes, if it's not going to get too late, to go that far to the minyan. Then tears of dime, same thing. Tears of dime is you want to eat, and you don't have mayim, and you have mayim 4 milim away. You walk 4 milim to get to wash your hands with tears of dime. So these are now three or four things that we have within of 72 minutes. Legabo tears of dime, we also have kedei avoida. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, you set up Rav Avol Shemesh Lakish, it's on top of Kufgam Lomalov, Avoy Amra, first of all, wasn't our Rav Avol, it was Avoy, Va'arboy, and it's four Amaba. V'chadim and Avoyda, one of them is Avoyda. Now, when it comes to this 4 mil, Amar Rav Yosef Rachni, Lo Yishon Alifonov, this thing you have to walk 72 minutes, only if it's on your way. It's going towards your direction you're going. Avla Achrov, but to go out of your way, a fill of mil, Achad, and Echaz, you don't have to go back even a mil. From that you learn, milu de nechayzer, hapachis mil chayzer, less than a mil you have to go back. And in halacha it's brought down that when you're in your house, you're in a house or your own house, then it goes with 1 mil, because that's always called acharav. So it goes with 1 mil. So you have to walk up to 1 mil for a minyan. And this is halacha lamaisa. So someone is on vacation, and within 18 minutes there's a minyan, he's mechuyev to go the extra mil to the minyan. This is stam, just to go on a little musa shmooze, but it's very common that you're on vacation, and there is a minyan, and you ask, I keep him a tzarev minyan, I don't dive on a minyan vacation. I'm not talking about walking in 8 minutes, I'm walking in 18 seconds. But that's for sure. You have to up to 18 minutes, p'din of the Gemara, you have to walk to a minyan. Just keep that in mind, that's the halacha. Tanu Rabbana. This is machlok. I guess they go to other pshat. I'm showing what tefillah means. Tosfos has another pshat. What it means washing your hands for tefillah. That's the other pshat. So the other pshat, right? So the other pshat is so the levon want tahira. Look, everything else has to do with tahira. Gabel tizdaim. So the other pshat in Tosfos Grad is that the tefillah means to wash your hands. You have to go up the mill to wash your hands tizdaim. So don't worry. The guy's davening 18 seconds a minute. I don't have to wash my hands for tefillah either. So don't worry. They go with that pshat either. Either way, they're good. Either pshat, they're good. Well, Tanu Rabbana. Ligayin, Tarabon, Ligayin, last Gemara for the Mishnah. Ligayin means a gedud ha'ivim lilachim ha'beis mechamtim. We have here our army going out to war. Ligayin ha'ivim makayim lemakayim, v'nichnas lebayis, ha'bayis tamid. The loch is, if you have this army, and they're going out to war, and they land up in a bayis, the bayis is tamid. Why? There's no army. It doesn't have a bunch of skins of heads, of human heads, in their possession. Don't say, well, why do they have that? Rishmal ben Elisha was one of the, I think it's Rishmal ben Elisha, I'm not sure which Rishmal is, but it's Rishmal, Rishmal, who was one of the Asari Rugim Malchus. They had the head of Rishmal, Munach Marois Malachim. That was put on the head of the Malachim. So it was very, it was Taka. They had it, Al Tzkishif, they had it, it was a good luck charm. They used to have these Goyim, had these heads with them. Now, therefore, they come into the house, it's Tomei. I can ask me, who said it was a Jewish head? It might have been a Goyish head. So first of all, it's Machoikis in the Gemara, Tanoim, if a Goyish head makes Tumas oil or not. One man name is Adam Kiyomis Boyle, and a guy is not called Adam, so it's not Matama. So it could be going to Mandiyam and is Matama. Or, we are Chosh, maybe it's Yisrael. Which of Yisrael is it? Is there Yisrael ben Elisha? Yisrael ben Elisha, one of the Sarug Malchus, that's what it was. They had it with them, and therefore, because you see, it was something they used, therefore you have to be Chosh that maybe they brought the head in, and therefore it would be Tumah.